And now it's time for episode 378. Forget your mom's house podcast.com.
Oh, and don't forget Amazon.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know you were going to go there.
Okay.
We'll say it.
Okay. Your mom's house podcast.com. Click on the Amazon banner. Do the shopping you were going to do. I should just mute you. And I'm the better personality, so you probably want to hear me anyways. Sorry about Christina. She lives here, so we let her do the show also. But I'm the best. You love me the most. I'm the greatest person that you look up to, and I'm sure I'll be doing this show solo soon, and I will. It'll be better for all of us. So get ready. Here's the last episode that Christina's on, episode 378. Enjoy it, and she won't be back next week. No problem. You're fired. We love you. Bye.
Nips are perps now. It's so good.
It's amazing.
Big, big, big.
Mushy purples.
Big.
Mushy purples.
Big.
Nips. Genius.
Mushy purples.
Big, mushy purples.
Well, I thought that was part of the song for a minute.
That was fantastic.
You did that really well. They are mushy purples. They're all covered in skin tags, too.
Babe.
Like Morgan Freeman.
Everything's purple.
Chip Freckles?
Mm-hmm.
That was, if you haven't figured it out, the song Mushy Purples by MC Fluid Bond and DJ Glass Gender from Nashville. Mushy Purples, big hit.
Big hit.
Big people.
It's sweeping the nation. It's glass in the nation.
Personally, I'm a big Mushy Purples fan.
Oh, stop. I think you were a fan of my flap wagons before I had a kid. I think you tolerate them now because they're the only set that you get to touch.
Nah, I'm not. I'm out there on the road. I'm doing stuff. I'm busy. I'm not the only set I'm touching. You think I'm sticking to one set of purples?
Yeah.
No.
I hope so.
No. Hello.
Whose boobs are you touching?
Road dog. Hello.
Road dog. I'm road beef. Get out of here. Now that you're all skinny.
Feeling myself.
Throwing those skinny jeans around.
This motherfucker, he feel himself. Such a big episode we're going to get into.
Yeah.
Why don't we get it going? What do
Mushy
you say?
Mushy purples.
You ready to get those purples going?
Yeah, man.
Let's, oh, shit, the fucking shittle tater. Did I send myself
shit,
that thing?
Shit, fuck.
Fuck, shit. Okay.
I'll do it
when I'm fucking doing the other thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You are. Yeah, here we go. Okay, let's start the show. Ready, Gene?
Yeah,
let's,
yeah.
Let's party.
What is got sex?
I mean, you poop in someone moat.
He used to make you shit in his mouth like that.
I've never had done that before, and it was an experience for me.
He puts his head under your butt and he asks you to shit in his mouth and so.
Ah, man.
Huh. This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsky. Christina
Pajitsky. Welcome to your mom's house.
Bubbles.
These are Filipino ladies, yeah?
I don't know if they're Filipino or if they are all... It seemed kind of Latin to me. It didn't seem Filipino.
Oh, I heard Filipino. I thought, wouldn't it be funny if they were talking about my dad?
Oh, his name is Art...
Bajitsky.
Yeah, no, they're talking about a really a famous guy.
No kidding.
Yeah, his name... I have it here in the cheat sheet somewhere. Hold on. This guy...
McAfee.
Is that McAfee?
It says that in the title of the clip. Okay. McAfee shit.
What's he known for? He's known for... He's the McAfee antivirus.
Right, I thought so. I've heard the name.
So if you... I'm sure you've seen it. If you've used a computer anytime in the last... I don't know, fucking...
A PC. I used to have this on my old computer before I had an Apple.
What's that like logo look like? McAfee?
Yeah, it's familiar, right?
Yeah, he had a... A branded virus, right? Antivirus thing.
Hey, is my mic super hot?
Yeah.
Can you turn it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
is
better.
Is that it?
Okay. Yeah, there we go. That's much better now.
Yeah, everyone's seen the images, right? Where is that?
And he told me to make a poop in his mouth.
And do it, poop.
And they make a messy brown. I'm the human bidet.
Yeah.
Oh.
So apparently he's a scat guy.
He's that guy.
Yeah, he likes a poopy in his mouth.
I like the poopy.
In his mouth.
Wow.
Through a hammock.
So I missed that. I was so
Maybe that part I got ahead of.
These poor women, how much in a hard way do you have to be for that to be your...
He did this in Belize.
Actually, I don't know. I would shit in somebody's mouth.
Come
That's
on.
Not that big of a deal.
It's so nasty. Why it you gotta be so nasty all the time?
It's nasty, but it's not that crazy. You know,
it was my first time. I was ashamed, but then I got used to it.
See, she loves it.
What do you do?
Sit on this hammock.
A hammock.
The hammock has a hole.
Uh-huh. He puts in a hammock. Mm. Then after that, he lies down on the hammock.
Uh-huh.
Then he,
he would cut a little hole and he would sit there. That's what he used it for. Because he wanted to have... Like scat sex, and I didn't agree with that.
Yeah.
Scat sex.
So let me get this straight. How long do you think it took him to come up with the hammock system? How much trial and error?
Oh, there's a little bit of it for sure.
Before he's like, wait a minute, you got to get a hammock. You got to cut a hole this big.
Because the hammock is ingenious in a number of ways. First of all, who doesn't, like, it makes the user comfortable. He's like, oh, let's sit on the hammock, you know? So
why is there the hole in the hammock?
Then your body does something on a hammock in that it's naturally designed to poop better because of the hanging.
Interesting.
You know, gravity, your body weight is pulled down more.
Wow.
Right? So that's exactly kind of ideal way to shit, is that your body weight's pushing down.
Let me think. Maybe, and I think too, if the hammock is just low enough that your feet touch the ground and it pushes your knees kind of up towards you.
In his mouth. God damn it.
And this is Belize. So these are third world dumps these chicks are taking.
Yeah.
This is not,
You're saying
after the steakhouse at Fleming's.
This is not Swiss dumps, right?
Mm,
that's the distinction you're making, that if
Belize
it were a
dumps.
Nice... First world country.
Right.
This would be a flavorful thing to do.
Less bacteria.
What is scat sex?
I mean, you poop in someone's mouth.
He used to make you shit in his mouth like that.
She has a sense of humor about it. She's not so Trump.
I've never had done that before. And
yeah.
It was an experience for me. And
I like her.
He puts his head under your butt and he asks you to shit in his mouth. And so...
Yeah.
Ugh.
One of these girls is scarred.
Regular intercourse, like vaginal intercourse.
No.
That's the easy gig.
None of that.
Easy
that
gig.
That was the only thing I did.
Talk about an easy gig.
It is a good gig.
Now that I think about it, you know, same with these guys who liked getting kicked in the nuts, these guys who like getting farted in the mouth, shitting in the mouth.
These are
peeing.
All dreams of yours.
Super easy
all
money.
All your dreams, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He asked you to shit in his mouth.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
Poop in someone's mouth.
You poop. And they're such nice girls.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
so like just sweet.
I like
ladies.
The kind of the little bigger one who's really smiling. She's like, I take shits every day and now someone wants to eat it. It's nice. It's experience. She said it was an experience.
It's an experience.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if somebody wanted, you know, to hire you to do that, I don't know that would.
How much do you think they get for that?
I don't know. Shit. He's in Belize. I'm sure he was just like cheap. Do you want $100?
And then 100?
$100, yeah.
I think that's too much for Belize.
No, I think the reason he would do that is that so it's undeniable, because $100 is nothing to him.
Sure.
So, yeah, he probably would be like, you know, don't worry about it. Just keep coming over here and shitting over here.
But he should have also said, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
These chicks did a documentary on him.
Yeah, let's see.
That's such a... So, wait a minute. So, they poop in his mouth. That can't be good for you.
Yeah.
How do you not get sick from that?
That's a good question. You want to see what he looks like?
Absolutely. Can I guess? Wait, before you do it.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my guess. Obviously a white guy.
Mm-hmm. You got that part.
I'm going to go 50s. I'm going to go reddish brown hair, kind of like the stapler, the swing line stapler guy in Office Space.
Mm-hmm.
Reddish brown hair and disgusting facial hair.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh.
There you go.
Yeah. Wow. Well, he's not out of shape. I imagined him out of shape. He's got problems.
That's him in Belize for sure.
You know what this guy doesn't look like? Not the guy who wants to get his mouth shit in. You know, like he looks like the guy who likes to get his mouth.
Fucking A, man.
Shit. This guy takes loafs.
Loafs in his mouth.
Look at that
smile, too. He's like... Yeah. That's him when he meets you, looking at you if you're a woman, and he's like imagining that dump in his mouth. You know, I wonder what that fast. I actually understand after our show. I think our show helped me understand the fart fetish more.
Yeah,
because we met people that were like, and I started to understand. Oh, especially when they're like, I like the idea of the pretty, beautiful woman,
right,
with the dirty smell, and you're like, okay, I get it.
It's taboo. There's a taboo there.
Totally get it. Shit in your mouth is such another level for me. I mean,
why?
Well, it's so disgusting.
Gee, Tom, why don't you open up?
It's not even disgusting on a subjective level. You know, it's such a health hazard. You know, it's something that can make you so unbelievably sick. It's so goddamn
square.
Repulsive. I just don't understand what the fuck the allure is. And
quit,
to think
quit
that
being
that,
such a nerd. Jeez,
look at that. Nah, this one looks like that. See, this was after he ate a bad shit.
Yes, see? This is hepatitis.
This is not. I have to take a bad shit. This is, I ate someone's shit. And
in
I don't
Belize?
Feel good. Yeah.
Well, and
look
here's.
At him. Here.
Yeah. I ate shit for DUI and gun possession. The thing is, this guy's crazy.
Yeah.
If you're going to let some chicks shit in your mouth, do it in the first world because.
Listen to you.
I'm telling you.
Like that makes a difference.
Of course, there's hepatitis.
Of course, it doesn't make
there's
a difference.
There's worms, ringworm. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, you're so far off
of
on
course
that.
I'm far. I'm just fucking kidding. Come on. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Let's see what he's worth.
My God. He must be worth a lot. That everyone had
million.
That. Yeah. Well, that's when you go to Belize and get girls to shit in your mouth because life is no longer exciting for you.
Looks like.
Right. Yeah. What else can you do with your life? He's bored.
His Belize compound where he lived before he snuck out of the country to avoid talking to police about a murder.
Oh, boy.
Was burned to the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. This guy's scandalous.
Yeah. So he's walking around. These poor girls are probably just village
traumatized,
girls.
Traumatized.
Like, hey, come here. You gotta take a shit? You wanna take a shit?
Yeah, as he drive through the village. Huh? Who's gotta take a dump?
What?
Maybe he goes to Starbucks there.
It says he lived with a harem of young women from nine to a dozen, some of which he said were presented to him as 16-year-old prostitutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Not the coolest guy that we've talked about.
Feeding them fiber.
Yeah. You got shit yet? I'm gonna take a shit. So we should catch people up. Obviously, last week I was here and I was telling you that I hoped I
right. weight.
I would be having still have a beard, and I do.
Hey, yeah. Because you are the weight loss champ.
I am the weight loss champion of the entire world.
Congratulations,
and,
jeans.
Thank you very much.
That was a victory you well deserved. And really, both of you are winners at the end of the day, right?
We are. We are both winners.
Not as fat as
I'm
you were.
Just a bigger winner, a better winner.
Yes.
Last week, Monday, it was a tough episode to get through because I was in the middle of that weight cut. I remember I was like,
so miserable.
Staring at water. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Brutal. Weight cutting is brutal.
But it's not so hard for you to refrain from drinking water because you don't normally drink that much anyways.
You know, it's funny. Jeff Tate said it best when with my water consumption. He goes, just winning the water drinking battles. You're running up the score.
Okay.
And I was like, what an appropriate thing to say.
You know, I was going to offer Jeff Tate some feature weeks, but I'm not going anymore.
I'm sure he's deeply offended.
He said dumb shit like that.
Yeah. Do you think he wants to feature for you?
Maybe he does.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Probably because he's above that.
Yeah, I know, but I've got a better personality than you, and I feel like he'd want to hang out with me more.
This is the dumbest thing you've said yet. And this one's going to hurt your feelings. You brought this up last night. I don't know why you brought it up, but you were trying to talk about which of us has a better personality.
We'll get back to your weight loss, too. I don't want to belittle that.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about that last night. I don't know how it came up, but I thought to myself, it's obvious that I have a better personality than you, and it must be hard being you.
No. and I know I couldn't tell if you were joking or what was going on.
Of course I'm not joking. I'm serious. I have such a better personality than you.
It's
drink more water.
Literally. This one is so silly.
It's literally.
I mean, I can take into account some of the jokes, you know. Even though it's clearly night and day with this water stuff that I'm a bigger consumer. When it comes to personality champion.
Yes, I'm so much better than you.
No, not even one person that knows the two of us.
That's so untrue. First of all, may I share an example?
Anybody that knows the two of us is around you like, you know, like, oh, like.
People love me. People love me. They never love you. Nobody loves you
the way
people like me.
They like me
so much more than you.
No, nobody feels that way.
Everybody feels that way.
People tolerate you. That's true. People are okay with you being around. I'm celebrating. It's totally different. And you know it's true.
Well, I know you're more popular than me. Like you're definitely famous. Like, you know what I mean? You're famouser. More famouses.
That's not what I'm talking about.
But I'm saying, like, in our private life,
it's me 10 to 1.
No, people like me. So, first of all, your family like me way more than they like you. It's so obvious. Your dad talks to me all the time. He enjoys my company. Your mother likes me.
He likes those mushy purples. It's only talking to you for that.
When we're in green rooms, this is you.
Wait, when are we in green rooms?
Like, we've been in green rooms together if we happen to work a weekend together.
Yeah.
And you'll be on your phone the whole time. And, like, the poor MC and
feature. When was the last time that happened?
And the wait staff.
2 years ago?
They come in. They're like, can I help you? And you're just like, ugh.
Yeah. That's okay.
You know
First
what
of
mean?
All, you're talking about a work environment. It's a totally different thing. But
yeah.
If you go to any comedy club and you go, like, yeah, but, like, who's your favorite? I'm on their list for sure.
Who's your favorite comic or favorite person?
Personality.
Me. Everybody likes me more.
No one would have you on their list. if you talk about, like, oh,
so
the valet, the guy that, you know, the host at the restaurant that greets you, and you're and it's like, hey, you met that couple, that they would all be like, that guy was great. He was so much fun.
It's so dumb.
He just brought a certain level. He had such a dynamic personality.
Okay.
He was so fun just to have he was charming.
We should ask our friends, people
and then
who
they
know
would say, like, oh, he brought that dud with him, but but I guess, you know, I don't know, he's doing a favor or something.
I think we should ask the people in our lives.
You're gonna get your feelings hurt horribly.
To vote for who they like who's got and I'm not saying who they like more, but who's got a better personality. And I think in my heart that it's me.
Do you
me.
Really
I know
think
it's
that?
Me. Yeah.
You really think that?
My personality, like, I'm just more fun.
You're not more fun. You're not.
I'm so much more
You're
fun.
Much colder. You're
colder.
Much colder.
To who? I have nothing. I have two dogs that I lavish with love.
That you're one of those people.
My
though.
Baby.
You're one of those people. Who's like I'm not good with people. I love animals, and which is fine. It's fine. I think the animals appreciate it. They need you.
I'm but nothing but
human
love.
Beings feel like you're cold.
Nobody says that about me.
Absolutely. Much
Who
more.
Who said that about me?
Much more kind of a downtrodden, weathered personality. Yeah, definitely.
You said last night, you're like, you're more like sullen.
Yeah.
Sulky.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I am, but not all the time.
No, but most of the time.
Yeah, like I would say that I'm definitely a dark sided. I'm more the dark side of force.
Yeah.
I'm dark sided.
Yeah.
I'm not like a, you know, bimbo free.
Hey, what's talking about bimbo?
Free, you know, like all the time.
Yeah, I know.
I'm definitely dark, but I also think that my personality, I'm friendlier to people. I'm just more dynamic than you.
No.
And
no.
I'm more loving.
And I already
my
know
heart.
What's going to happen, by the way, on these emails. We're going to get bombarded with like, it's going to be all chicks that go, I just want to say I saw that episode and that I love Christina. You're definitely my favorite. And they'll talk about how they love you. But just know they're doing that the way someone does to like a kid who got left out,
like
didn't get picked on the team. And
right.
So everybody's like, oh, we're playing ball. And one kid's standing on the sideline like, I wish I could play. And then a lady comes over, puts her arm around him. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
So you're going to get a bunch of chicks
to
tell you that you're the fucking winning personality.
I'm the personality champion. I'm also the water champion. You might be the weight loss champion.
Yeah.
But I'm the personality champ and the water champ.
You're
Thank
not
you.
The water
I'm drinking.
Champ.
Look, mine's been open for a long time. You just opened.
It's my fourth one of
bullshit
the
Bullshit liar. You fucking lie. First of all, the filtration system in our house isn't working. Who demanded that we pull over and get water before the show? Me. You didn't even notice that shit because you don't care.
I drink gallons of water a day. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you?
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Not a battle anymore. It's just in the past now, man.
I'm the personality champ.
No, you're not.
So, as the personality champion, because my personality is just more loving and kind and giving, I'd like to discuss your weight loss some more. Everybody wants to know, how are you feeling? How'd you do it? Just think, like afterglow, because you have so much good reason to glow from this.
You are right. I do. And I also thought about that I would do... At some point, I think I'm going to do an episode of Your Mom's House, like an extra episode just dedicated to weight loss.
That's a great idea.
And just talk all about everything. I'll give you the quick summary of the left, just so people know all about the wager and everything. You know, we touched on it. I don't know if you watched Joe Rogan last week on Monday and Tuesday. Bert Kreischer and I went in and spent two full days where we had a weight loss bet going. Here's people, because a few people have misinterpreted the bet just so they know what the bet was. Because I've even seen some people go, well, technically, no. You don't know what the wager was. The wager was this. It was not a percentage of body weight. It was not who started where and ended up where. It was a straight up who weighs less by the date. That's it. So for everybody's like, well, what if the BMI or what if he and I had a straight up who could lose more weight bet. Okay. That's first. Secondly, as far as the starting weights, when the bet was sealed, like when the handshake was made, over the phone, he claimed to be 240. And then I said I was 242.
And were you lying?
I was between 242.
This is when you started?
When we started our bet.
Okay. And when was this? What month?
It was November, early November.
Oh, wow.
See, I started losing weight in August. He said he was 240 when we started the bet. A week afterwards, he told me he was 250. Okay? Meaning he weighs more than what he claimed. When I said I was 242... I was maybe 244. Mm-hmm. So I was in the range. He said he was 250. When we did Rogan, he goes, I was 256. So he added another six pounds.
Interesting.
But that's a birdism, because here's why. The 256 is what he weighed on Thanksgiving after he binge ate and drank. Mm. So it was an inflated number. Mm. In other words, he's giving himself too much credit for having lost.
Yeah.
Maybe he was 250 when he said he was 240. Here's the point. We both lost a bunch of legit weight. Mm-hmm. And then on the last couple days, we did a water cut, which is like what wrestlers and fighters do to make weight.
That was so miserable.
Because our side bet was this. Well, here's the other thing.
I hated that.
The bet was made with Ari Schaefer, the comedian, who... His whole thing was he wanted us to get out of obesity on the BMI scale.
It's really funny, by the way. To just be overweight and not obese.
Yeah. Now, if you listen to the podcast where the bet was made, there is height is brought into it, and height has an effect on your BMI. This is what people don't know. This is where the discrepancy and all the bickering came afterwards. So if you want to be out of obesity and simply overweight, according to the BMI scale, and you're 6'1", you are, I think you have to weigh 227, okay? Mm-hmm. So the whole thing was like, get to 227. Bert and I had a side bet of whoever got lower wins not only that, the bet, but also the loser would have to shave their beard. Mm-hmm. So that was our side bet. So that's why we kept trying to go below that. After the bet was initially made, I got a call from Ari Schaefer.
Yeah.
And we started to go over this bet, and he goes, well, you know, height-wise, if there's a discrepancy between the two of you, you know, then he might be able to weigh more than you. And I told him, I'm not doing that.
Right. So you guys discussed that early.
That's the part
that
people don't know.
And he, right.
And so for people that go like, well, what do you mean? I told him, I go, dude, I'm doing a straight-up weight loss challenge with Bert. Like, that's what I'm agreeing to. And we had a conversation, which he did agree to. Mm. And I said, just tell me what the goal weight is. And he goes, oh, which in Ari is 227. Okay. Mm. Now, in going further in this thing, we then weighed in on day one. On day one of the weigh-in, Bert was 221 and I was 219. Mm. So we absolutely smashed the goal weight.
You did great. I was so nervous. By the way, I was watching on Joe Rogan's website.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, what is it, .live?
.live, yeah.
And I was sitting in this room alone with the dogs, just like freaking out, biting my nails because Bert weighed in first.
That's right.
Now,
and when he got there,
let's go through the moments.
Dude, when he got to the, when
I think
he got
it's so
to,
exciting.
He got to Rogan, he goes, first he goes, yeah, I'm running there. From his house.
From his house.
Which was like crazy. 13 miles. Turned out he took an Uber to the corner and then just jogged.
Shut up, he did?
Yeah, yeah. But he ran at his house.
Oh, funny how funny. I did not know that.
He had a cup with him of
hilarious.
Ice. And I was like, oh, I go, this dude. I thought maybe Bert doesn't know to avoid fluid.
Yeah.
So I thought he was going to down a cup of water, which I was so excited about on day one. I was watching him.
Yeah.
He was chewing ice and spitting it out and like chewing some of it, sucking on it. Because he was dehydrated. Anyways, I go, what do you think you weigh? He's like, I think 227. Like, he thought he was at the goal weight. And he was like, I think I'm shaving my beard. I go, okay. And I looked at him, and I knew, he looked like he was thinner than he had been.
Yeah. He looks much better.
Yeah.
He looks much better.
The other part, I have to backtrack before I get to this.
Yes.
After that Ari Schaefer call about the goal weight thing, I immediately called Bert, which he would attest to. And said, hey, I just talked to Shafir, and he's talking about like half inch here and how.
Oh, boy.
And Bert was like, no, it's a straight up weight loss challenge. So that's just for the people who go, well, technically, if your height is this and the BMI, we agreed to terms.
Okay? Right. Yes.
Now, when we're waiting, I really do think Bert must be like 225.
So wait, hold on. But let's back it up a little bit more. Because can we be frank here about what you did the night before that weigh-in? Can we tell the audience really what went down?
Yeah,
the lunacy that went down in this house. Because it was fucking... I've known you for 12 plus years now.
Yeah.
I have never seen you this laser focused, this disciplined, and this determined to win.
Yeah.
And now I've seen you focus. Like, don't get me wrong. You're very disciplined, even keeled dude. But this was, I was scared a little. By day, the second day of
weigh-ins, second day was worse.
I was getting a little nervous that something was going to go wrong, that we'd have to go to the hospital or you'd be sick. So the night, tell people what you did before the first weigh-in.
Okay, again, this is,
so fucking crazy.
We legit were down, both of us were down below the 227.
Right, goal. So you knew that you'd this, already won
this
the
was
general
all about
bet.
The getting lower. So I talked to a fighter, Jake Smith. This guy.
So just to be clear, you'd already won the bet, is what you're saying.
Well, I knew that I was
you made the weight.
And I'm saying that came from months of eating keto and doing a lot of
you did it
cardio.
You did it the right way.
Yeah.
Now, what you were concerned with was having your beard shaved.
Yeah, and also just the win. You just want to win.
You
win,
wanted
win.
To beat Bert.
Yeah, I just wanted to win. So, my buddy, this guy hit me up. We were talking, and he tells me about the week of. So actually, my real cut started.
So bananas.
My cut started in Orlando because he told me that. I'll just tell you what he said.
Yeah.
He said the week before, you want to start drinking nothing but distilled water.
Great.
This is to ensure the body gets into flushing mode.
All right.
Drinking lots of water early on, the body will down-regulate aldosterone, a hormone that acts to conserve sodium and secrete potassium. And when you suddenly reduce the amount you drink in the middle of the week, your body will still be in flushing mode. You piss a lot. So some fighters like to reduce the water after Tuesday to 3/4 and Wednesday a 1/2 gallon, whatever. He goes, I personally don't do that. It's up to you. Here's how he does it. Sunday, 2 gallons. Monday, 1 gallon. Tuesday, 1 gallon. Wednesday, 1 gallon. Thursday, 1 gallon. And then you stop drinking exactly 24 hours before you weigh in. Friday, no water until after you weigh in. So all I did was, water-wise, I did a modified version of what he told me to do.
What was the modification?
I did 2 gallons on Thursday, 1 gallon Friday, 1 gallon Saturday,
mm-hmm.
1/2 gallon Sunday. And the reason I did that was that I knew that I had 2 days of weigh-ins. Mm. So I knew that I would want to, it was okay to weigh, to drink more on Sunday before a Monday weigh-in. And then drink far less Monday for a Tuesday because we had a 2 day weigh in.
That was crazy. So, I hate the 2 day weigh in. I hated that
part. It was more dramatic.
It was brutal.
So, what I did was I did all those things with water. I mean, I was still eating a very keto diet, which was like high fat, moderate protein, just
you're eating
greens.
Clean.
Yeah.
Eating clean.
And then he also gave me a tip. That this Albaline is like this this
yeah, I know what that
waxy,
is now.
Makeup remover, I think, thing. I don't know. But anyways, fighters use it. You put it all over the body. It opens up your pores, and then you sweat more in a sweaty situation. So what I would do is at night.
Wait a minute. What you would do or what I would help you do?
Well, I mean,
Can we be real here? It was a mommy and mommy effort. You're going to take a hot bath.
Right. So we drew a hot bath.
Okay.
And then rubbed that all over my body.
I rubbed that all over your body.
That's right.
And as a dutiful wife, I shaved your back.
Yeah, that's true.
Thoroughly. Yeah. It took about half hour.
It did not take
half an
hour.
Yes, it did.
No, it did not.
I shaved your back down nice and dolphin smooth.
And then that stuff was everywhere.
And I rubbed that shit on your body.
And you get in the hot bath, sweat.
Oh, and we turn the heat on.
Heat in the bathroom and the hot water. Here's another thing I learned, and not even from him. I was just reading about this. A lot of people get to that sweating, and then you shower. Obviously, yeah. They go, I'm going to take a shower now. What I read was that some people, if you're in a sweating mode and you jump in the shower, your body reabsorbs water because your pores are open. So what you're supposed to do is towel off between your sweats. Keep toweling off, not shower until after weigh-in. So I did that too.
Yes, you did. And I was sitting in the bathroom with you, keeping you company.
Yeah.
And I had to walk out because it was too hot in there and I was going to pass out.
So I did that at night. And then in the morning, I would go to Burke Williams, the spa, rub the Albaline all over again, and then do the steam room.
I know.
And then that would do...
it was insanity.
5 minutes
Not only the bathtub here, we have a hot tub.
And then I went to the hot tub
too. And then
too.
You were upset because the hot tub wouldn't go to 104.
Yeah, I had it reset and it works now.
Yeah. You called the guy to come and make the hot tub hotter so that you could sweat more. At which point, I was getting nervous because you're basically dehydrating yourself, which you're used to because you don't drink a lot of water in the first place. Right. But you were professionally dehydrating yourself, and you're not a professional boxer. Like, you just have this email from this dude, and you're like, I'm going to drink distilled water and poison myself here. And you did it like a week before. So I'm like, this guy, your liver's going to shut down. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all.
Well, this is also no shit. The, so day one was, we weighed in, I'm 219.
Okay. So you're 219 and
Bert's 221.
No, hold on. But you go to Burke Williams.
Well, yeah.
And you sweat before the weigh-in.
Right.
Now you don't know how much you've lost.
Not really.
By that morning or no?
I don't know. I remember that I left the house. I remember this. Monday morning, I wake up and I think I'm like 221. Yeah, 221 is my before I'm.
Right.
So I'm like, okay.
Now,
I'd eat a little something.
Just a little to get you through the day.
Well, get to weigh in. And I think I ate too much and I didn't eat that much, but I did have a whole egg.
Okay, right.
And I think I have something mixed in with it just because, I was hungry.
You're crazy, yeah.
And then I'm like, I think I ate too much. But I'm like, okay, I go sweat. Anyways, when I weigh in, I'm 219, so which means that I'm 2 pounds less than when I woke up. It's not that dramatic, you know. Then when we get home from weigh-ins, we do the podcast last week. And now I'm like really trying to cut water until the next morning, right? Mm-hmm. So I have very, very little between leaving Joe's, getting here, and the next
misery,
day.
Misery,
yeah. And
misery.
I do a 2.5 mile trek on the elliptical, which I was sweating a good bit from. Then, about
this insanity.
About an hour and a half after that, I do the hot bath again with the Albaline. Again, towel off, no water. And then the next morning.
Wait. Again, the story is all from your perspective, which I understand. The other perspective is you're sitting at the dinner table, little Jeans, baby Jeans, and I, we're trying to like have a dinner, and you're just suffering. Like, I can see it in your eyes. Yeah. Your eyes are sunken in. You've got these dark circles. You're just fucking miserable. You can't even drink water. And at which point you're like, I got to go upstairs. I got
to
go.
Oh, I wanted to distract myself.
So miserable.
Yeah, I wanted to distract myself.
It was
horrible. Part of it would be like, I would get so tired that sometimes I could fall. All you wanted to do was fall asleep,
actually.
Of
course.
And then I would also try to just distract. So I would read an article and then realize that I was losing myself in the, which was good.
Yeah.
So that time. And then the hardest part was the night before, and the morning of was the hardest part. But so the night before you fall asleep, you're like, thank God. We get up at 6:30. I know we have an 11:30 weigh-in. So the first thing I say to you is 5 hours. Mm. I got 5 hours.
Oh, my God. Horrible.
And then we're downstairs. We're doing breakfast with a little E-man. And then I look at 7:30. I'm like, I got 4 hours. By the time it's 8:30, I was like, I know I need to get ready to get going. So I do, remember the Albaline again everywhere?
Yeah, it was horrible.
This time I know also that I didn't push myself as much as I could have in that steam room. So I know to do it more, like to push it harder the second day. So I know to like stay in a little longer and I know to do it for longer. So I do that. The second day I did it for longer.
Now, one thing I noticed that wasn't in your regimen was a good old-fashioned taking a shit. Like you didn't do the
dump cleanse.
Yeah, because I feel like, because and I gave you the dieter's tea.
You got
to
pick.
And I went to get, and you didn't shit. And I felt like you could lose another 5 or 10 pounds of just shit.
I think it was picking a lane. I was picking a lane.
You picked water over dump.
I picked water
now,
over
dump.
Now,
why can't you do both? Do boxers shit in addition to sweat?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the thing was I was consuming so little food
right.
the last 72 hours that I don't think that there was.
You say that?
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised because I accidentally drank some dieter's tea in college and I wasn't eating a lot.
I did have one. I did have some.
You need more. I told you got a double bag. And I remember when you think there's no brown in you, there's always a lot of brown in you. Always a lot of brown in you.
I know I'll never be doing that again.
It was terrible.
It was horrible.
It was terrible to watch.
The next day,
I
went in again, I was 216.
Yeah.
Which means I lost an additional 3 pounds.
Crazy. Just from sweating.
Yeah. And then.
That's crazy.
Bert was 220, so he lost 1 pound. So it was over. I started to drink fluid there, right?
Yeah.
And so the first thing we did was drink these Coke, CO2, I forget it's called, coconut water, right?
The cum water.
Yeah. They're big, man. They're like 27 ounces or something. So we're so dehydrated, down it, no problem. Then he has 16.9 ounce bottles of water, which is like,
Yeah. What is this one? Yeah. This is...
How many are those?
These are, it's like, this is 50.7.
Okay. Well, I drink 16.9 ounce bottles of water.
Oh my God.
Six of
Did
them.
Did you feel your body go?
No. It felt, I was so dehydrated that it felt completely normal. Mm. Then I had a second of the coconut, the big 20 some ounce bottles of thing. And somebody texted me, and I don't even know if it's correct, but let me see. How many ounces are in a gallon? It might be, it's 128 gallons. 128 ounces are in a gallon. So, because somebody pointed this out to me. Yeah, he's like, you just casually drank a gallon of fluid. That's how dehydrated I was.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole thing is that I drank that amount and didn't go pee.
That's crazy. Your poor body.
Yeah.
You really tortured it. Don't do that again.
No, I never want to do that again.
So horrible.
We both said that to each other, though. Like, I would never, ever do that. Then I got to shave Bert's beard.
That was funny.
And I laughed
so hard. That was so funny. You gave him a Puerto Rican.
I tried to, yeah.
Yeah, that was the best part.
If you look it up on YouTube, we laugh so hard looking at each other through it. But just type in Tom Segura shaves Bert's beard.
And yeah, it's a good time.
It's really fun, man. So anyways, I'm going to do a special weight loss podcast some point here. And I'll put it up. It'll just be an extra episode. And I'll get into detail about the whole journey.
Good.
So, I'm in workout gear right now because I'm going to go from the podcast to go work out.
Good for you, jeans.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more.
beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay. So, and many thanks to Joe. Oh, and then the bet afterwards. So here's what happened. The discrepancy became about the BMI, because we were supposed to get out of obesity and into overweight. So Ari's like, yeah, but I want to know your height now. So now he's going back to the original. And I go, yeah, but you agreed to the 227 goal weight.
Yeah.
He's doesn't like, matter. He has like amnesia, right? So now he's like, no, I want to know your height. So we measure my height. Without shoes, obviously, and I'm just under 6 feet. So technically, I'm 5'11 and like 5'11.85. So, but I'm closer to 6 feet than I am the 5'11. Most of the online BMI things were like you had to pick an inch, you know, like a round number. So if you did 5'11, I'm not in the correct whatever BMI for it. If you did 6 feet, you're giving me too much credit. And I go, yeah, but you got... So anyway, somebody found one that had 5'11.5, which I'm taller than. Turns out I was at the correct weight to win, but only on day two, not on day one.
Okay.
So then Ari...
You Jew motherfucker, you!
...said that he wasn't going to pay. He got bombarded with people calling him out. Joe then was like, saying that he wanted to, send us, you know, somewhere.
He was going to assume Ari's dead, he said.
And then, really, but then to be fair,
gentlemanly.
To be fair to Ari, a couple days later, I don't know if it's because he got so much hatred or he just had a moment, he wrote this really sweet email to Bertrand and I about like how proud he was of us and how we're going to be alive now longer and how he's like, whatever it costs. So now he said he's going to do it.
Nice.
So he's going to do it, you know?
I approve juice.
Yeah, so, he should.
Yeah.
You guys worked very hard, and to welch on that bet would have been really shitty.
Well, the truth is that, you know, I think we both did it outside of the weight, the stakes. It, you know what I mean? Like, that was just a icing on the cake.
Right.
That there was some payoff. We didn't do it because we wanted to go to a fucking game. We did it because we wanted to do it.
Right.
We wanted to get healthier.
But that's what I'm saying, that it's especially shitty for someone.
Yeah.
Who, if he didn't do it, would, you know, to acknowledge the amount of work and that you guys put in, because that's a ton of work.
To be clear, the three of us were all of means to deal with the repercussions if we didn't do it. So it's not like we're talking to like, somebody,
yeah, it's not about, but I'm saying it's not about money.
It's about money.
More about the acknowledgement and the gesture of hey, you did it.
You did it. Good job. Yeah.
Good job. But only, you only say that once a day. You don't
once
too many
day.
Good jobs.
Yeah.
Not many.
Yeah.
I just think the Jews are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's over. I'm back to being normal. And by normal, I just mean not cutting water.
And then, so when you were done with the bet, the next day, was it the next? No, it was later
that day.
Because you guys ordered like pizza in Joe's studio.
I had a piece and not even a half.
But that wasn't your jam, because your jam is sweets and you haven't had pastries in like months. So the very first thing we did, we got in the car and we found you a waffle place.
Yeah.
We got you chalky croissant.
But we didn't get to go to the waffle place I wanted to go to.
I know, it was closed already.
I know, so we'll have to do a waffle date again. But we did go and we had... some sweets And you know, I got to tell you though, the fantasy of them was better than actually the thing.
It kind of is, because here's the thing: when you have a little craving,
yeah,
I've found that just taking 3 bites is enough. Because like, oh, I enjoyed that, and if you go any further,
yeah,
now you're just punishing yourself. You're kind of overdoing it, and then you're not going to feel good.
Yeah, and I didn't go crazy. People were like, "You don't understand what's going to happen right now." I was like, "Dude, I'm not eating that much." You know,
yeah.
I think the Instagram photos you posted made people think it was like silly. A real hardcore binge. Like I had a cookie, a bite of the other thing, and then
a macaroon, 3/4 of a chocolate croissant. And
I didn't
waffle.
Have 3/4 of a chocolate croissant.
What did you have?
I had 1/4 of a chocolate croissant.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. That's my point.
Guys, it's the media.
Yeah. I know, the mainstream media was like totally distorting.
Distorting what's happening to you.
I mean, I haven't been emailing any of these people.
Right.
You know?
You showing your peener?
What?
Huh? Okay. Meow, 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 meow. But congratulations. I'm very proud of you. And last week was a very happy week in this house when you won.
Yeah, it
and
was great.
Everybody was pulling for you and it was very exciting. And then day 2 of the weigh-ins, I remember I was sitting in my car and I was watching on my phone.
Yeah.
And I had to pull the car over and like scream. You won.
Really?
I was so nervous for you because I didn't know what Bert was going to do.
Right.
I mean, I thought maybe Bert had figured it out because there was a minute where Joe was telling Bert that he should be sweating it out. And I saw your look because I know you so well, the look on your face of like, no, she don't say anything to him. And I thought, oh my God, if Bert goes home today and goes to sweat it out, he could take Tom because he had to win. He just had to overtake you by 2.5 pounds. That was the bet. And he could have done that if he took a shit or sweat.
No, but he couldn't have done it because he could have been more competitive, but I was already ahead of him. So I was, you know, he was starting at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
So for him to make up and then beat me, he would have had to drop, you know. I mean, it's possible.
Because you were so far ahead with the sweating.
Well, I wasn't that far ahead.
You were 2.5 pounds. No,
but
you were 2 pounds.
That's why I was dramatic with it, though.
Right, because you didn't know what he was going to do that day.
That's right.
Thankfully, not much.
He actually just, he says he ran 8 miles. I found out that he run walks. Let's not give him too
Wait
much
a minute.
Credit.
So all those times he was showing the treadmill and he's like, I did 22 miles. Yeah. How did he do that?
So, okay.
Did he just let it run the treadmill for like 2 hours?
He covered it. But what he would do is he would post it like, I just covered 22 miles. He goes, I would get up in the morning. I mean, he still would deserve credit for the work, but he would get up, go in his man cave.
Yeah.
Get on the treadmill, do 3 miles. Mm-hmm. Hit pause.
Oh. So that
for the day, it's paused.
Right, right.
He would go about his day, maybe go to a meeting, whatever, take the girls somewhere, come home, 5 miles.
Hilarious.
Hit pause. So now it's logged 8 miles.
Sure.
Then he might walk, he said, like 3 or 4 miles.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
That's funny. So he just kept the tally.
He just kept the tally going, which is
funny. I love that he fooled you on the day of. He's like, I jogged here.
No.
But he took an Uber.
The day before, he goes, I'm going to jog there in the morning. And I was like, no,
hilarious.
You're not. He goes,
yeah. What a jerk.
And then I go, where are you?
Shyster.
Because he was late. And he goes, I'm on like, you know, on the street. And I go, you jogged here for real? He's like, yeah. And then as I walk out with Jamie, we look. And he's like waving at us with his tracksuit on. And then Jamie's like, he took an Uber. And I go, did you take an Uber? He's like, yeah, but drop me off around there. So
hilarious.
He jogged like the last 100 yards.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyways, all right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
he looks
see.
Much better.
Much better.
He did. I mean, I was just looking at a photo of him that was posted a while ago, and he does look like half the guy now.
Damn.
And he doesn't look bad without the beard shave.
You know, I do want to talk to Leanne about this and get her perspective.
Yeah.
If she's mad at us or thankful, I don't know.
Yeah.
Last time we had them over for dinner and I pulled her aside and I was like, Leanne, please tell me honestly, is all this fat shaming bothering Bert? Is this bothering you? Is this ruining your life? And she and her wonderful Leanne was like, well, you know, Bert's going to do what Bert wants to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's not a no.
Yeah, that's
that means keep shaming him. It's working.
Also a very Leanne answer. It's
Leanne. Which is true, because, Bert's going to do what Bert's going to do.
You remember the Evie Mike guy?
Yes. The most exciting man on the internet?
Yeah.
Here I have the capsules from each, the RE20 and the RE320. As you can see, they're quite different.
That's so boring.
The RE320 uses the same capsule design as in the RE27ND. Each have variable deface ports. The okay. RE20s are external okay. tubes,
I
and
got
the
it.
RE320s
Thank
are integrated
Next.
Into the capsule
got
structure.
It.
The RE20 uses a standard gas
Thank
magnet.
Thank you. I get it.
So, and the RE320 uses oh my a neodymium magnet to create it.
Even the title's
so
boring.
RE320
versus RE20.
The RE20 sensitivity is 1.5 millivolts per...
So, there's a competition now
so
to
boring.
See if anything could be more boring. Somebody
Maybe
said,
like, your personality.
And there's a submission for...
You didn't even
more,
hear that.
Babe, it's
God.
You have to understand, like, you're going to get your feelings hurt so badly on this. I actually feel bad. I actually would... I might have to, like, wink at a few people and be like, say she's more fun. No one thinks you're more fun. So here is, and the competition has been
Oh, for the most boring
for
clip?
For more boring.
On the internet?
Yeah,
here at Rockwell Automation's world headquarters, research has been proceeding to develop a line of automation products that establishes new standards for quality, technological leadership, and operating
it's
excellence.
It's horrible already.
With customer success as our primary focus, work has been proceeding on the crudely conceived idea of an instrument that would not only provide inverse reactive current
okay.
for use in unilateral phase detractors, but would also be capable of automatically synchronizing cardinal gram meters.
What?
Rockwell Automation's huh? retroencabulator.
What?
Now, basically, the only new principle involved is that instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes...
I don't even know what he's talking about.
None of it. None
it's
of
produced
it.
By the modial interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive reductance.
What?
Is he
what?
Making these words
I
up?
I think so.
These are made up?
And
the original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by... logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of
He's
six hydrocoptic
really?
Marzal vanes.
It's fantastic.
So fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented.
Who understands this video?
The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator.
Jesus.
Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
It's like a Simpsons character.
So is this a Blue Band? Is Blue Band messing with me?
Do you think this guy is a host and he just got hired for this industrial video?
100%.
He had to learn kind yeah. of what this crap was.
Unless, is this just a bit?
I don't think so.
Moreover,
Jesus
whenever fluorescent
Christ.
Score motion is required, it may also be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocation ding alarm to reduce
what?
Sinusoidal depleneration.
What?
No,
the retroencabulator has not reached
real words.
No, God damn
these
it.
Aren't real words. The deplomerator and the
please tell me that
defarcinated.
I hadn't seen that. I just saw like the opening 5 seconds of it. I was like, oh, this is boring. I didn't actually hear his deformity in the flapper
words
neighbors.
They're totally fake.
And
the defarcinators.
They digify.
The kablamaran is.
Yeah. Do you want to see a dad
that's
boner?
Nonsense. Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's a guy jerking off. On
no.
The park. Okay. No, this is a super dad boner who he doesn't get quite as excited as our
just glass of,
yeah our glass
carmousse
super like the ultimate dad
the but, glass yeah. just glass
carmousse
but this is pretty great.
Did they breach feeding?
He's on a boat.
I hear him.
Wow.
God,
yeah. It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome, though. Wow.
Those whales came up.
He just saw a fucking... Is it a pod of whales? Is
I don't
that
know.
What the word is?
I don't know
he just
is.
Saw a fucking... Oh, that's how I feel, though.
I just shit myself.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. That was cool as fuck,
yeah.
though.
It's a good moment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, let's go whale watching.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I do think that'd be fun.
I want to do that.
Oh, my God. They're running. Oh, my God. This is... Oh, Lord. I hear them.
Oh.
I just shit myself.
It's pretty great.
It's really good.
It is great. Oh my God.
Wow. Evie Mike guy.
So look, it's obvious the thing that's been taken over the world by storm has been Hi Mommy, Thanks Jeans. And last week in particular.
So exciting.
And that is how we ordered whenever we have a drive-through experience.
Yes.
We say Hi Mommy and we say Thanks Jeans.
Yes.
And it has, you added glass into it, then other people. It has taken on, it's exploded. We had to, Blue Band had to send selects because we had over 50 some submissions.
Submissions, wow.
Of people doing this, and it would just be an entire show.
It's sweeping the nation and the world.
There are some really
And I have to tell you, if you haven't done it yet, do it because you feel.
Yeah, even if you don't film it, it's such
a. Yeah, you don't have to film it, but it feels like such a sense of accomplishment. You feel so fun.
You feel like you got one in on something.
Yeah, it's harmless.
Yeah. You're not hurting someone's feelings.
Yeah, it's good fun.
So here is here's one that I saw that is absolutely. I think this is a masterful one. Hold on, let me pull this up. They've gotten better and better every week. Let's see where this
goes. I have farts.
Hello? Jeans?
Sorry about that. Okay, for you.
That's okay, Mommy. Could I just get a number 6?
A number 6?
Yeah, but with a ketchup instead of...
Ketchup instead of the sauce?
Yeah, that would be a maze.
And can I upgrade that? Would you like to upgrade that to be more large?
You know what? I'm going to go full burnt Chrysler. And could I just get a... I'll just take a medium, though.
So just the burger?
F-A-R-T, yeah.
Burger with any...
Oh, no. The medium.
Oh, a medium.
Yes, Jeans.
And the drink?
Look, it's a postal worker.
I want some cool stuff. Slick stuff. Shit. Needs up. Probably a
cool
Dr. Pepper.
Needs
the Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
And you said for that you want to take off the sauce and add ketchup?
Ketchup, Jeans, yeah.
All right, so just have lettuce, cheese, and ketchup?
You got it, Mommy.
All right, will that be all for you today?
That'll be it.
All right, so it'll be $8.81 at the window.
Thank you.
Oh my
God. Jeans.
Wow.
Amazing.
He got in so many.
That's Cody.
Cody nailed it, bro.
Yeah, he got
that in. Was so good.
Mommy, Jeans. I don't want to be it. I'm going to go full burnt Chrysler.
And then we were talking over. He had a really good one.
What? Which one?
Shit. When we were talking, he had a really good one.
Really?
The medium.
Oh, a medium.
Yes, Jeans.
And the drink?
I want some cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. Probably
that's it.
And the way he runs through it fast,
cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff.
Yeah, that was great. That's ultimate dad, Garth Brooks.
Oh, so good.
Yeah,
he's a postal. We love
Mommy,
him.
Can I get a venti cold brew?
No.
No. Light half and half. Okay. Easy ice, no water, and okay. a pump of vanilla.
Okay.
Can I also get a double pipe classic?
Sorry?
A double pipe classic? If you don't have them, that's fine. They're really rare. It's just, never mind. It's okay. That'll do it.
Okay, it's so
good. What is that?
That's all right. Thanks, Jeans. All right, bye.
Masterful. Wow.
The guy goes, what is that?
They're very rare. Nailed it.
That was Daniel.
Wow.
Good job, Daniel.
Two for those.
Yeah, one second. I'm just glassing. Let me look for a second.
No problem.
All right, Mommy, I'm ready.
What can I get for you?
Can I get a medium water, please?
Yes.
Actually, can I get a medium Coke instead? I'm trying not to fluid bomb with Jesse. Can I get a Coke?
Unreal.
Do you want a medium Coca-Cola instead?
Yes. And then what's that burger up in the corner?
The reason I like
tight in the corner there. Can I just get a cheeseburger?
Sure.
And does that come with mustard? If there's mustard on it, you just wipe it off. Just wipe down.
Oh, you don't want mustard? No mustard?
No thanks. Okay. And I think that'll be it.
Just a medium Coke and a cheeseburger, no mustard.
Yep, that's it.
All right, so it's
going to
be
$2.21.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jeans.
Unreal.
The game has been elevated to a whole new levels now.
It surpassed anything we've ever done,
oh
for sure.
Oh, my God.
That was Seth.
Seth, you guys have killed it. This is a maze.
Yeah.
So many references in there.
I'm going to fluid bond with Jesse.
I haven't gotten to the vocal fry is good on her too.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to fluid bond with Jesse. And then the upspeak at the end too.
Jesse.
I'm going to fluid bond with Jesse.
Jesse. Yeah. Is that a question?
Good morning. Thank you for choosing McDonald's. Can I help you?
1 second, mommy. I'm just glassing for a second.
Okay. Take your time.
Do you guys have the new chicken McGriddle?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Can I get one of those and a small Sprite, please?
Do you want to make it a meal?
No, thanks. I don't want to be fat like Bert. yeah, and that'll be all.
Jesus.
Okay, so a small Sprite.
Just roll with it.
Yeah, that's all.
It's going to be $2.92 at the first window.
Okay, thanks, Jeans.
It's so good. It's so good. So good. It's so good. It's
that's
so good.
Dylan.
Hi, Mommy. Can I get a large fry? McDouble with no ketchup, a McChicken, and a large double pipe classic.
And a large what?
Coca-Cola classic.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
That's right.
A McDouble, no ketchup, and a large fry.
Yep, that's it.
Oh,
right,
my
thanks,
God. Jeans. Thank
you.
A double pipe classic.
Yeah.
I mean, a classic.
That was Danny. We have international order here from Australia.
Yes. Hey, Mommy, can I get a chicken fries?
Yeah.
Chicken fries?
And, sorry, what did you want? And an ice cream cone.
Chicken fries and ice cream cone.
Yep, and a large Coke Zero as well, please.
Yep, anything else?
That's a lot.
Yep, sure.
Thanks, Mommy.
Yeah.
Hi, Mommy. Could I get a bakes, egg, and cheese on a sub cane bagel?
We did this last week, right?
No.
A sausage, and cheese, and what kind of bagel?
Multi sub cane bagel.
Multigrain?
Yep. And could I also get a large coffee, milk, and sugar?
Sup, King.
Okay.
And just Glasson, do you guys still offer the turbo shot?
We do.
Yeah, could I get a turbo double pipe classic shot?
They want to add two turbos to your coffee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's it. Thanks.
All right, what about the hash brown?
Nope, that's it.
All right.
Thanks, Jeans.
That's so funny, man.
Nobody asks. Nobody goes, What's the
well,
double?
Well, they think
what?
They also like you got a
maybe
what?
You
they,
hear
get,
it.
They just kind of roll.
All right, Mommy, 1 second. I'm just glassing.
Yes.
Can I get a crunchy McFlurry, please?
Jonathan. Yeah. No.
Okay, Mommy.
We've got everything for you today.
Yeah, that's everything.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thanks, James.
Yes.
That's
Internationals. Yeah. Oh, they're my favorite.
So yeah, they've poured in. Jesus.
Two questions.
Yeah.
What's a McDouble?
A McDouble?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's
a double. But no, that's In and Out.
Right. What's McDouble's a probably McDouble? Double patty, right?
Like anything, like a quarter pounder with cheese.
Probably. They have the metric system. But did you not see fucking?
No, sorry, McDouble. That was an American order.
Oh, a
McDouble? He didn't order.
Oh,
McDouble.
I don't know. Fucking, I don't know.
I don't know. And then chicken fries. That was in Australia.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what that is either. That sounds good.
Chicken fries?
Yeah.
You think it's like chicken fingers?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what they call them there.
Yeah.
Guys, what are chicken fries? Let us know.
Okay.
Wow. That was the highlight of my week.
Do you want to lay under the hammock? I got to take a shit here pretty soon.
Under the hammock.
Oh, God.
How much?
It's been someone moat. He asked you to shit in his
Can
mouth.
I have the fart mic? Did it register?
No.
You're kidding.
I mean, I'm sure they heard it, but it didn't register.
Oh, it's so upsetting.
Yeah. You did all that work, and then no one's here to acknowledge
Well,
you.
These chairs, like you've said before, they're not conducive to farting.
Yeah.
So you got to really lean over. You got to practically lay in your shit hammock.
True.
Tom. What do you think was the process leading up to the shit hammock? Because that's not where I would go first.
It took a little bit of work. It was like, I don't know, how do you coach someone into that? Yeah, you don't just say, you got to take a shit. It's like, would you do something?
No, I mean, like, what do you think his first time doing it was like? Where he's like, can you just squat over my face? And the girls are like, my thighs are burning.
Oh, right. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he was just like, yeah, just squat. And then he was like, hold on to this while you squat. Like, gave him a rope.
So he starts with a rope, yeah. And they're like, my thighs still burn.
Then it was like a box with a hole in it. Like a bucket, maybe? Yeah.
I would have done the... Oh, but then how does he sit under a bucket?
And then he realized that he's in Belize and there's hammocks everywhere and people are laying around. He was like... Dude, a hammock is the perfect shitting instrument.
It's kind of ingenious when you think of it. The simplicity.
Into his mouth.
Yeah.
Well, this is our show roll. I have a special announcement, guys. Special announcement.
So June 16th and 17th, I'm at the Manfriend Disco.
Megan and
I'm in Manfriend Disco, fluid bonding with Jesse at the Punchline Comedy Club, and I'm doing something special. I'm doing a pre-sale just for our fans. Pre-sale.
That's a big announcement.
It's a big announcement. I missed that one.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, that's the day this episode drops, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., you can go to the punchlinecomedyclub.com website, get your tickets, use the code JEANS, J-E-A-N-S, JEANS, for one day only, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wednesday. Get your tickets in advance. You get, you know, better seating and just to make sure that you get the tickets that you want.
It's a smaller venue.
It's a smaller venue, and I think we're going to sell a lot. So. Yeah. Go there. Also, other dates coming up. February 12th, we only have a few tickets left for Your Mom's House Live at the Irvine Improv. So if you want to come, you better get them because they're almost gone.
Yeah.
April 13th through 15th, I'm at Brea at the Improv. May 4th and 5th, Fartniks, Arizona at Stand Up Live. May 19th and 20th, New York City at Gotham Comedy Club.
There you go.
Jew Dork Titties. Go to 1000ranch.com for tickets.
I'm in Oxnard at Levity Live.
Oxnards.
Coxhard. And
Very mature.
I've heard it's a really great club. I'm there this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. If you're in Ventura County, I'll be there. My tour is it's really taken off. Thank you to everybody that got tickets in advance. I know that a bunch of places are already sold out. I believe New Orleans, Atlanta. I'm going to be in Clearfarter, Florida, Tallahassee. I think there's still some tickets left for Tallahassee, but the rest are going to be gone, man. Minneapolis, there's only a couple tickets left. I have three shows there.
Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Minneapolis.
I have
and then,
more to announce, too.
Chicago, the shows are sold out. We added a third show at the Vic Theater. So that's going to be the next day, the 19th of March, I think, is the date. That's on sale now. It just got added. Boston, the two first shows sold out, so there's a third show on sale there at the Wilbur. They're all at TomSegura.com/tour. Jeans?
Also, I forgot, I just added two local shows in L.A. If you're in L.A., come see me on February 17th at the Hollywood Improv. And then the 18th of February, I'm at Flappers Comedy Club. 8 p.m. shows on both of those.
Oh,
go
really?
To 1000ranch.com. Yeah, yeah. 217 nice. And 218.
Are you leaving town, though?
When?
That week? Earlier that week? Are you doing
I
that?
I don't know. Oh, what? For Valentine's? Yeah. I don't know yet. Oh. It hasn't been determined.
Okay.
There's, you know.
Nothing came up?
No.
All right.
Maybe we're working on that. Who knows?
All right. Shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? Feeling me, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
This is funny. You know the male or the dad accent?
Yeah.
So a guy in a documentary that gets a mail order bride starts speaking English with an accent.
Oh my God. Cool.
And so you can actually hear, and then the narrator just makes it clear that he's doing that. That he does a dad accent for her. So here's the guy.
Hi, Foof. What you doing, Fief?
No. Spriniestam.
Oh, boy. Ugh.
So, this guy...
Oh. Welcome to America.
Doesn't speak with that accent, right?
What?
Yeah, he's just a regular... Oh, he said, welcome God. To America. Oh, like that. A lot of us have experienced this with our own dads. And if you have an American dad and he tries to connect with somebody from another place... That he sometimes talks English the way they talk to maybe you understand more when I say it the way I think you would say it instead of just speaking to them in English. Was it last week that we played the soccer player?
Yeah. Or a week before. I don't remember.
Was it the week
now.
Before that? Anyways.
We got some feedback on that.
Well, also that he's not Irish. But the cheat sheet said Irish. You got to blame Blue Band on that one.
Fucking Blue Band.
Everybody was like, he's not Irish, mate.
And what is he, mate?
I go, fucker, I think he's from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
But that was 100% blame Blue Band. So here, listen to the narrator talk about how this guy is doing this.
To help Olga understand his English, Gary speaks to her with a Russian accent.
I know you understand much. You will ask me. You will tell me I don't understand. Yeah. If you do not say I don't understand, I keep talking.
Do you so think weird. That helps her? Like,
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of me speaking.
Me too.
Another language, and I always think I responded better just hearing them speak. However, the language is to be spoken.
Because it doesn't help you when they... Because what they do when someone does that to you and you're trying to understand, it complicates things in your brain. Because you're like, wait, what are you saying now?
And then you know that it's off. Like, you know that it's not correct.
Yeah.
So part of you is like, well, I wish I was hearing how to say it correctly.
Because then you'd learn it correctly.
Right. Yeah. It's a total... It is a dad move.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They totally called him out, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're like, they have to talk, like, point out why he's being retarded.
These poor women. Could you imagine that's your way out of this country, out of Russia?
Oh.
Is some fucking dipshit from
We watched
America?
That one documentary.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, the saddest dudes.
Yeah.
And they would go to these meetups, and then they're like, I like you.
No. She's like, I like money. I mean, I like you, too.
Well, the worst, you know, this is how bad it is. Some of those women... were in dire, just like bad situations.
Yeah.
And the guy was so unfuckable and such a desperate, sad person that the women would go like, no, I'll stay.
I'd rather live
in a shit place.
In this horrible country.
Yeah.
This frozen
Which I applaud. I
frozen think. Tundra yeah. shit box of yeah. a country in the Ukraine that go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them were in bad. They showed them in these like living in a horrible, tiny apartment with 10 people. And they go, you know, this is my only chance out. And then they would meet fucking Sam, you know, from.
Guys are such monsters.
Yeah.
Or they meet the guy that invented McAfee.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, you want $100?
$100. You got to take a shit? Yeah. I got to take a poop. Yeah. Do it in the hammock. Are you sure? Yeah, I'll be down there. I'm going to be fixing some stuff underneath it. I got to fix it.
Can you imagine?
So that's like as the shit comes out, he jerks off.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Well, they said fecal sex. And they go, did you ever have intercourse? And they go, no, never.
Scat sex.
Scat sex.
So
she shits, he gets off.
Wow. Wow, man. Know, what a world.
It's what a gig.
It's wild,
what
isn't
a great
it?
Gig.
It's wild.
I'm sure those chicks are still like, I kind of wish he was back here. You know?
Well, it's easy money.
Yeah.
It is a win-win. I got a shit. I like to sit down when I shit. You've got the hammock. You've got the mouth.
Yeah.
Now, he likes it fresh out of the oven. That is just wild. How does he not vomit? Do you think he eats the shit or he just spits it out?
You
he can't
to,
eat it. He can't eat it.
Yeah, but even like when that hits here, your nose is right there. Oh, a fresh turd. So most of us have that reaction, that not good reaction, but I don't know. He doesn't, you know.
Pops on out, and then you just pull that.
Oh, come on, man! I don't like these fucking barf clips.
He's not barfing.
It sounds like he is.
He's not.
No, I don't like
He's
it.
He's not barfing. He's just cleaning a shower drain.
I can hear him retching. Babe.
There's a smell sometimes.
So, the problem that I think you're having right now is that your personality is not allowing you to enjoy this moment.
I think the problem is your personality doesn't respect other people's personalities and preferences.
Dude, shit in the mouth.
Yeah.
And how many girls did it? I mean, they got three on camera.
Well, and then there's people who like vomit too.
That's true.
That's crazy.
Shit's worse though.
Shit's way worse. I don't know. Wait a minute. I don't know.
Shit?
No, I think vomit for me is worse. Way worse.
So you have the option. I'm going to shit on your lap,
yes,
or puke on your lap.
I would take the shit.
Really?
You know that I have such
this
a phobia.
This is an eye-opening moment right now. It's just...
No,
your personality
severe...
just got downgraded on another level.
I have such a fear of vomiting. I really don't like it.
Ugh.
I can't hear it. I can't smell it.
There's a smell sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But shit, I feel like every day I get shit on my hands changing diapers. So yeah. It's like, all right.
I hear you.
I'm knee deep in it.
Vomit is horrible.
Vomit is fucking...
Yeah.
I mean, LJ's gross. Puked on me. I've smelled it. It's not good.
So...
Motherfucker, what did I just say?
Yeah.
See how shitty your personality is that you would even do something
a
like that?
A lot of people would be like, that guy's got a fun personality. He's having fun with that person.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of sociopaths like you.
No.
Man.
Horrible or hilarious? You want to see
cool.
it?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Let's see what you think. So this is I guess, the
shit
middle of a meeting is taking place. Is there some...
Are you shit in my mouth?
Oh, my God.
So what they did was it's a Japanese prank show. So they set this guy up to go to a meeting and then they make it look like a sniper across across from the building shoots the three other people in the room.
Yeah.
To terrify the guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I didn't laugh. Did you?
I seen this one.
You're smiling on the inside. I
enjoyed it. Yeah. It's fun when you see them really scared.
Right. That is the fun part, right? Is when people are really scared.
Well, but you know that there's not imminent danger. In other words, it's not a real sniper.
Can I watch it again knowing that now?
Yeah.
Let's see if it reads.
Let's see if it's funnier to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if I know the premise now.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the guy. These are all actors, and they have special effects, and they're going to make it seem like somebody shoots through the window. It's kind of too short of a clip to see the real terror.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. You can watch these at length and see more. You know.
See, I have this pesky thing called empathy.
Yeah.
That doesn't allow me to like laugh when people are genuinely terrified.
Yeah.
I personally, it's just a small problem.
Yeah. Well, but it's also kind of like one of those non-fun parts of your personality that I think bothers a lot of people.
Oh, the empathy part?
Oh, please. The empathy excuse, you mean?
Oh, the empathy excuse. That's so you LOLs?
I was amused. I wasn't really like hyperventilating laughing, but I certainly had a couple chuckles.
Huh.
But you have to watch it at length because you can really see them panic.
Thank you. That's a neat. Thank you for playing this. Really fun. Also, what I like is last night I go to bed before you. I always do, and you go. I gotta watch my shows, and of course
I gotta watch my shows.
I'm gonna watch my shows, and I go murder, and you go yeah. I go what part. Why would you want to watch murder, killing, sociopath stuff right before bed?
And you go, it's like, going to affect your dreams for sure.
Of course it's going to affect your dreams. It seeps into your, you know, unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Into my mind because I'm sleeping and I can hear all this stuff like, they found blood on Teresa's naked body.
Yeah.
Her dismembered head found in the courtyard across the street in the apartment building.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to hear this at all.
I mean, I think it's a nice way to kind of calm
just
down.
Drift off into the in the slumber.
Yeah. I mean, look, most of the shows are all about solving a case. So that's what you're watching.
But yeah, but no, because you like the shows where they're like, and there hasn't been a crack in the case in 20 years. Yeah.
But then, I mean, the one I watched last night, I watched them solve it.
And you like the ones where it's the women. It's always some cute 20-year-old girl lives alone and she's abducted or raped or murdered and all of it.
No, I mean, it's kind of fun to picture yourself trying to commit the crime and then trying to get away with it and then... You know, then you picture being the detective and you go, you go, how would I solve this? But then you go, oh, but I want the guy to get away with it.
Sure. Yeah, this is the fun part of your personality I was talking about.
No,
people
it was a really good murder case. where they solved it. The dummy wrote his name on her chalkboard.
He did.
Yeah.
His real name?
His real name. He wrote Dennis was here. And when they asked him about her, he was like, no, like he was like, I know who she is, but I've never been there. And then they go, well, because this is on her chalkboard. And he was like, oh, you know what? I did. That's right. I was in there. And then he was like, just running, you know, talking in circles. And then he was like, you know, I actually witnessed the murder.
Okay.
I saw the guy do it.
What a neat thing to have before bedtime, huh?
I slept like an angel.
Yeah. I can't do it. I can't watch that stuff before bed.
Why? What happens?
Bad dreams, negative dreams.
But you would just picture yourself solving a murder, and then you got to tell
I don't it. Like it. I even have to ask you to turn it down about 5 times.
Well, you ask me to turn everything down, and you're getting worse with it. It used to be fun, and you used to go, hey, I like when you listen to the TV, watch TV. And I'd be like, great, I'll watch a show.
Yeah.
Now, every 2 minutes, you go, you turn it down a little bit? And I go, okay. And then I turn it down. It's like volume single digit. It's on 7. Can you turn it down a little more? And I go, okay, I can barely hear it.
Can
now.
You turn it down anymore?
Yeah, like,
why do I sound homeless?
It's too loud. It's still too loud. I'm trying to sleep.
Why do I sound like a hobo?
That's how you sound.
Yeah, turn it down.
You go, I'm trying to sleep. It's too loud. I go, all right. I keep turning it down.
It's because I can't sleep. Because you watch.
Maybe take your bell tones out when you go to bed.
Because you watch dumb shit. My favorite thing you've been watching, because it's football season, are these interviews they do when the team either wins or loses.
Your perspective on football coverage has completely opened a humor portal that I didn't know existed. Like, I didn't realize. First, you nailed it with the football songs.
Thank you.
How it's like, football, you guys ready to play football? And how dumb those Sunday night football songs are.
Yeah.
And now you pointed out to me that what are the interviews like?
Well, the interviews are stupid because if the team loses, and what they do is they cart out the poor son of a bitch who played his heart out and lost, and now he's completely destroyed. He just wants to be alone and drink or do whatever. And they're like, what happened out there? And he's like, well, I didn't play as good as I thought I could. And then we lost. That's all they fucking say over and over.
That's
I mean, I didn't do as good as I could, as well as I could have. And then if they win, well, you guys won. How did you win? Well, we practiced a lot and that's what made us win the game. Like, well, there's all, it's the same
every
shit
time
over
you practice,
and over.
You get better.
Yeah.
And then we practice a lot and then we won.
Yeah. Practice real good and then the winning happens. Well, how are you even, and
why'd
the
you guys
worst.
Lose? We didn't practice so good.
Yeah.
And then I
why
didn't
are you asking?
Do good.
Why, of course, they won because they prepared better and they fucking won. And the guy who lost, they, you know, he feels like shit. Let him be alone.
Let him be alone.
Don't cart him out. But the I don't know. I get so fucking bored. And the worst are when they try to make jokes. They do the playbacks.
Oh, yeah.
And then, because I don't understand the context, all I hear, that's how that guy does that.
Yeah.
And then they're like, why are you?
All the, the Sports Center anchors, their jokes.
Oh, my God. The Sports Center, they need better writers.
They have a few genuinely funny guys. Like, if you look at the lineup of the commentators, there's probably, I would say, 5 or 6 genuinely really funny guys.
Yeah, sure.
The problem is, it's like any other hang. They pepper them with not funny guys who then try to compete with the really funny guys.
Oh, boy.
And that's the real problem, because there's some real funny dudes.
Yeah.
And then they'll be, you know, then they'll hire like just a straight up game analyst guy who's like,
oh my God.
And he'll start throwing in his
dad boner jokes. Not only that, a lot of these guys are not. That guy's on the panel. I know.
And it's always at his own shit. Those guys. They're always
the sports
like,
sesh.
Yeah. At their own.
It's
jokes.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And then another thing that really chaps my ass is how unattractive 98% of those dudes are on these fucking panel shows.
But not the ladies.
And never the women. Like, these fucking basset hounds are on TV. Decrepit, old.
Dog. Look at that dog sleeping on that human pillow.
If he loves people pillow.
There might be Blue Band here or something, right?
Blue Band?
Maybe.
You think he's here?
Maybe.
No.
To pick, maybe here to pick up these cards.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
She just barks.
Because, but she barks at the sky. She barks at nothing.
That's true. That's true.
No, no, no. No. He would be at the window. I don't think. Okay. What was I talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, how football. Ugly these fucking dudes are.
Yeah, it's true.
God
you
damn
also
it.
Pointed that out to me, something I never consider because I don't think about how good looking a guy is.
Yeah.
But then you started to be like, they let this fucking guy on television?
Oh, looks
so
like
I started
shit.
To look at him and be like, oh yeah, that guy doesn't look like he should be on television.
No, and if you look at the sportscasters that are female, the ones even down on the field, they got fucking tendrils in their hair, perfect makeup. It's blizzard outside. Yeah. And she's like, how do you think the thing went today?
Yeah.
And it's she true. Looks amazed.
There's only like three or four dogs that are women that are
in
the job.
Really?
Yeah. And then, yeah, there's a couple real fucking hounds. But
but are they like actual athletes or former athletes?
Sometimes, or they're just, they're actually good. No, some of them are just actually good at the job.
Yeah.
You know, like they're still good at the job.
So a few leaked in that are actually good at their jobs.
Yeah, there's a few that need to get the boot, but there's definitely like some that you go, well, she's just attractive. Like there's a couple that you're
the hot chick that has no business.
Yeah. And then she's like, I've always loved sports.
You're like, the gender traitor.
Yeah.
Well, I do say that because there is such a double standard. I mean, Jesus Christ. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank God I don't watch football. So I just have to hear it when I'm falling asleep.
Do you want to explore for a moment the pup training again?
Oh my God. I've been waiting for pup training. Can I urinate first?
You want to urinate?
I've been drinking so much water. Oh, I'm so hydrated. I got to pee really quick. So press pause.
Okay. One moment. Okay. We're rolling. How was your peachy break?
It was good. I pushed hard and it all came out.
Yeah.
I've been waiting all week for these clips.
Well, to kind of get people, remind people of what we're dealing with.
How could
with.
You forget if you listened to the last episode?
I think some people might have been like, well, what was that? So in 371, you know, a month or two ago, whatever that was, we introduced you to pup play in a very accessible, non-threatening way, you know, and non-sexual.
It's not about
It's a
that.
Community, you know? It's just...
It's an addiction, I guess, in a way. I feel there is a hidden dog in me. I feel I have to live two lives in some ways.
Uh-huh. It's just guys...
It's kind of like being part of a secret club. For some people, there's sexy time involved, but that's not the whole essence of it.
See?
Guys, it's not.
It's just being dogs.
But that's not the whole essence of it, Tom.
Absolutely not.
It's just... The pup's here today for training to test their skills. So, pup, show me... a kneel position.
Oh boy.
There you go. See?
Now, why can't my question is, what's wrong with three or four guys getting together in a room with a cage wearing latex and dog masks?
There's certainly nothing wrong with it.
What's wrong with that?
I think what's also good about nothing being wrong with it is also it's just a hang, you know? There's nothing misleading about this obviously well-produced segment. I mean, it looks good. It sounds good.
The one who sent that is Seeker. That belongs to somebody in the room.
Well done, pup.
Well done, pup.
Oh, so wait, hold on.
Yeah. Well done.
Well done. He was just sniffing those boxers on the floor, but that's, I mean, who doesn't sniff dirty boxers on the floor? Yeah.
So what's interesting is the guy here, the trainer, gets into the fact that he's also a pioneer. Right.
Oh, right.
There wasn't any other trainers. There wasn't anyone to teach me.
No one's doing it.
I had to go out and learn and put together the ideas.
Well done.
Wow.
Go to present
well,
me.
Wow.
What are some of the ideas?
What an innovator.
I happen to have a clip of some of the training.
You've got time during your work day or during those moments when you're in class. You want to go here. Put your hand down your pants. Grab your nuts.
Yeah.
Have a feel.
Okay.
Yeah. Get your fingers over them.
Right.
And bring them up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. You know, it was fun.
There wasn't any other borrowed some stuff from psychology and philosophy.
Oh.
And also from kinesthetics and safe working.
Psychology and philosophy.
So putting that all together, I've become a trainer. And I own pups.
Oi, who are you barking? Who are you barking at again?
Notice that...
Who's your owner?
Our own dogs barked during this.
Yeah, segment. He truly is a dog trainer.
See, he's like,
smell what your nuts smell like at different times of the day. In the morning when you wake up, have a fondle.
Have a fondle. Oh, my
good
God.
Fondle of your nuts.
No, thanks.
And take a smell.
what woman in America hasn't seen that every morning?
By the way,
married?
A bunch of emails came in. You know, I think when we originally aired the clip, someone said he was British.
Yeah,
and
he's
then we were like,
New
and
Zealand.
Then we got a bunch of emails saying this guy's not Kiwi at all. This guy's Australian.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Australian or Kiwi, it's.
How about.
It is what it
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter as long as you're fucking.
After you've done that, reach this. Further back. Run your finger along your crack of your ass. You don't need to finger your hole. You don't want to come back with shit on your finger.
Oh, thanks.
Just run your finger along your crack, your sweaty crack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Bring it up and smell.
Yeah. It's nice. Be nice to shake his hand right after you do that, too.
Just a couple of dudes hanging out in latex costumes.
We're just gathered the pups here today for training to test their skills. So, pup,
Yeah. Show
me a kneel position.
There you go. Just hanging out.
It's just about being a dog.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to be open about who I am.
Please don't.
That I'm not ashamed of the fetish. I'm not ashamed of the people that I hang out with.
How's
you
your
should
sniffer?
Be.
And I suppose that I want people to know that it's a normal community.
Mm.
I don't think that I should be hiding it away.
I think you should. Oh,
what
no.
What a relief to get that off, so...
Oh, boy.
So take a time out while you're at work. Go to a cubicle, go to the toilet, have a fondle, have a quick sniff. When you get home,
God.
As you take off your underwear, have a very good deep sniff. Sniff the different parts of your underwear.
Different
Learn what
parts.
Your ass smells like.
Well, I know.
What your cock and balls smell like.
I think we all know.
Yeah.
But don't you feel like you know
here as a pup is
what it smells
odor.
Like?
A human pup really connects with odor and scent and smell.
So he really is the OG trainer. Did you think
wow.
about that?
Wow. I'm so proud of him. Don't you feel like you already know what your cock and balls and your asshole smells
I've
like?
I've gotten a bit of a, yeah.
Most guys do.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you need
and
to.
Definitely a few loads of cum.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to. Yeah. To take time out of your day. You know, it was super fun doing this week since this clip came into
Some
our lives.
Piece.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'd be on the bed and I'd be like, Tom, can you do something for me? If you have a minute today, and then you'd be like, what? I'd be like, put your hands down your pants and just take a sniff of your cock and balls.
It was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. Because you fell for it a few times, which was super great. I'm like, Tommy, can you do me a favor? And you're like, what?
I know. Great.
Learn what your ass smells like.
Yeah.
Man, that's so good.
Yeah.
How do you think... Wow, this is... See, even this one I can understand.
Yeah.
This one I get. I love dogs. I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't understand getting shit in your mouth. I think that's gnarly.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
But I don't want to smell another guy's ass, right?
When you say you don't want to, what do you mean though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How much for you to do this?
Oh, I mean, to my own? I've definitely, everyone's smelled their own.
No. You know? How much for you?
To take training?
To go to New Zealand or Australia, wherever this is.
Yeah.
Sign up for pup class. I want you in full latex outfit.
This
mask.
Guy would abuse me though. This guy is one of those guys, just like some guys do it with chicks. It's their angle. He's like, I'm pup training you, and then he fucking locks you in a cage and sticks it in your butt. You know?
How? Okay, so you're either in pup training. Would you rather?
Yeah.
You're doing full pup training.
Right.
Run your finger along your crack of your ass. You don't need to finger your hole. You don't want to come back with shit on your finger.
You don't need to finger your hole. I like how he makes that distinction.
He does.
Like,
yeah.
You don't
sniff the different parts of your underwear.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sniff it.
Sniff
it.
The different parts of your underwear.
So, but do you have to sniff another guy's underwear?
I
or is
think
just
it
yours?
Eventually happens. Yeah. I think we saw them training.
So you go to pup training
Horrible.
Or you stay with old McAfee in
and
Belize.
Do hammock training?
And you do hammock training.
Well, I'm shitting in his mouth. You got it. No problem.
You're shitting in McAfee's mouth.
Yeah.
Every morning you wake up, you have your coffee. And when you feel it brewing?
I feel bad for McAfee.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's it's not going to be nice.
Yours are terrible.
They're not terrible, but I mean, still, it's shit. But yeah, without question. This
Over
this
pup
fucking,
training?
Oh.
No, what if you're the one who's getting shit in your mouth?
No, there's no question. There's definitely, that's not happening.
What? So you would rather do, you would rather have those prostitutes shit in your mouth than do pup training?
I mean,
you're a McAfee or pup training. Babe, it's just simple.
I just, this is really upsetting right now.
You have to pick one. It's the fucking rules. It's would you rather. So you have to pick one.
I guess I'll be a fucking pup. I guess I'm pupping. I'm a pup now.
Pup training?
Yeah.
To sniff your master's...
Good fondle of your nuts.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
One width of your master's groin.
Yeah.
Don't put your finger in your asshole.
God.
You don't have to put it in there.
Yeah, I know.
I love where he's like, if you have some time in your day, just unlace your leather pants.
He says go to another cubicle. I don't know if he knows this, but cubicles are wide open.
Yeah.
Stick your hand in there and then...
And just during the day. Yeah. You have a free moment.
Because you have to get to know your scent.
Right.
Strengthen your scent.
Right. Build your musk.
I think this guy's terrifying.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, because it's that mild-mannered horse shit. And yeah. No, this is just cold pup play. It's a little thing on the And then the next thing you know, he's telling you not to finger your asshole. Just smell the sweaty crack. And it's dark.
He talks to you no longer.
Don't learn what your ass smells like. What your cock and balls smell like.
Yeah.
We know. Everybody knows what their own
smells
are.
See, everyone knows that drill because everyone has checked underwear.
Of course.
You go, is this that's bad underwear.
You smell, but you smell yourself all the time. I don't need to... You know.
Now I am going to go to the workout right now. When I'm done, I'm going to let you sniff it.
Will you save the panties for pup training?
Yeah, I will.
Now you have to ejaculate into one part of the panties.
Oh, he said lots of cum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Loads.
Yeah. Loads.
Into the same pair, just over and over.
I'm sure guys do that all the time.
I'm sure of it, but I'm sure his are particularly gnarly. Maybe that's how he gifts people. Like Christmas gifts for him are just his used underwear. And he's like, I got you something nice.
Oh, that's a nice part about having this fetish, isn't it?
It's kind of nice.
Kind of easy that way.
All right, farts. We got to go.
Cost effective.
Farts.
Hold on. Say thank you to Megan and Megan in Kansas
City.
Oh,
my God. Thank you, Megan and Megan, for the unbelievable Valentine's Day cards. I think we should save them and read them closer to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and this is, we should mention, the third edition that Megan and Megan
they're impressive.
Have given us.
I really enjoyed
now,
them.
These two women, they make these Valentine's just relative to the show. They're all different memes
from the
show.
Your mom's house themed, and it's really
hilarious.
Funny, man.
I'm so excited to go through them with you. I haven't had a chance.
Do you want to hear the big words or just like the gays?
Oh, just like the gays.
Okay.
I like that clip a lot.
Just like the gays. Who made this?
It's just like the gays. Would you ever want to date your mom?
It's DJ Boy Butter.
I said I really would.
Thank you for listening to the show. Don't forget yourmomshousepodcast.com. Don't forget.
Oh, listen to That's Deep, Bro. I talk about Cameron Dallas this week. I don't know if you've seen that kid on Netflix. He's a social media star.
Yeah.
And I talk about discipline and your discipline for losing weight.
Yeah, it's good.
And stuff like that. I take emails. This guy says he's a sociopath and he's a 30-year-old virgin.
Wow.
And he wants to know how to get laid. Jeez. So that's on this week's episode of That's Deep, Bro. Check it out.
Goddamn. All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys. We love you.
Love you, mommies.
Bye, jeans.
You're my son. I'm your mom. You're my son. I'm your mom. Ask him, will you? Ask him, will you get your mom? Yes, I would. You're my son. I'm your mom.
It's just like the gays. It's just like, it's just like the gays. I looked at her and she looked at me. And it's just like the gays.
Once in a while he calls me mom, you know what I mean?
We're both consenting adults.
Ask him, will you?
I looked at her and she looked at me.
You're my son? I'm your mom.
It's just like the gays. It's just like, it's just like the gays.
Ask them, will you? Ask them, will you?
It's just like the gays.